From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. It's nice to be back after the holiday break. My thanks are due to the Reverend John Gray and to Dr. Lindsay Wilson for standing in for me during the month of July. Some quick announcements just before we have some music. The new edition of the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available. Contact me and I will most happily send you a free copy of this colour magazine. The overall theme in this edition is that of evangelism, with a number of very good articles on this vital topic. This evening, at 9 o'clock, here on Radio Star Country, I commence a new series of Bible studies entitled Concern for the Unconcerned. Now that ties in very well with the theme of the new edition of our quarterly magazine. I will be featuring also a sermon I preached recently entitled God's Word Dethroned and Man's Opinion Enthroned. It's a look, in the light of God's Word, at the recent controversy surrounding what are termed gay clerics. It's a plain and strong message on this topic, and I hope that you send for a copy of that sermon. Tonight I will play the first extract from it. Now here is Jack Halcombe singing It Is Well With My Soul, after which I'll be turning to John's Gospel, and we'll be taking up again our study of this wonderful book. This morning's topic is entitled John the Baptist's Testimony, and centres upon chapter 3, verses 22 to 36. Let's turn, please, now to John chapter 3 and the verses 22 to 36. I want to speak to you about John the Baptist's last testimony of Christ. The meeting between Christ and Nicodemus, recorded in verses 1 to 21 of this chapter, most likely took place in the city of Jerusalem. When we are told that after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized, verse 22, that means that the Saviour and his disciples left the city and went out into the countryside of Judea. Now, I must underline that verse 22 has to be understood in the light of what is said in John chapter 4 and the verse 2. There we are told, Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Given the importance that some people place upon baptism, it must be noted that the Lord Jesus never baptized anyone. His disciples did, and with his full authority, but the Savior never actually baptized anyone. Rather, he preached the gospel. For the preaching of the gospel, as Paul writes, is the power of God unto salvation. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. John the Baptist was engaged in the business of baptizing those who came and professed repentance. The verses before us give an account of events just before John's imprisonment. Let's note, first of all, that to the very end of his ministry, John the Baptist maintained a clear and unashamed testimony of Christ. I was once told by an aged preacher, just when I was starting out as a student many, many years ago, that it is not so much how you begin your ministry as how you end it. And that was a great truth. John finished his ministry as he had begun, witnessing of Christ. There is an important truth to be noted, hidden away in this passage, and it is to be seen in the names of the place where John was baptizing. Enon, near to Salem. Enon means springs of water, and Salem means peace. John the Baptist began to witness for Christ in the wilderness, Matthew chapter 3 and the verse 1. But he ends his days amidst springs of water, and in the place of peace. Let that encourage each believer to remain faithful to the Lord Jesus, and so end their days in spiritual refreshment in the midst of peace. Now, secondly, note how the faithful witness for Christ must resist the spirit of jealousy. John's disciples appear to be somewhat perturbed that the crowds were beginning to flock to hear Christ and forsake their master John. It troubled and offended them that Jesus' ministry was attracting more than that of their master John. All too many believers share this spirit exhibited by the disciples of John. They feel that their own denomination alone should prosper and enjoy the attention of the multitudes. Paul taught his people, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Philippians 1, verse 18. No believer is to take pleasure in the advance of error, or in any departure from the fundamentals of the faith. Such must be opposed. But where there are those who truly love Christ, and who truly preach his word, then let us be glad. Thirdly, John the Baptist sets us a wonderful example to follow. Listen to how he answered the complaint of his disciples. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Verses 27 to 30. John continues to state that he is not the Christ, and that Jesus is the Saviour, and must increase, while he, John, must decrease. Christ is the bridegroom, whereas John is only the friend of the bridegroom. As the stars of the night give way to the greater brilliance of the sun, so John happily gives way to Christ, the Son of Righteousness. Such humility of soul marks John as one of the greatest of God's men. Peter taught us the importance of humility. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. I will conclude with one more thought. Notice how John wonderfully honours Christ in this passage. He would have his disciples to clearly understand who Jesus was. He is the bridegroom of the church. He cometh from above. He is above all. He is the one whom God hath sent. He speaketh the words of God. God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. He is the one the Father loveth, and to whom he hath given all things. These statements fell from the lips of John the Baptist and are recorded in the verses 29 to 35. He showers the highest praise upon Jesus by saying in the closing verse of the passage, "He that believeth in the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Here is the highest truth in the Bible. Jesus is the only Saviour, and that faith in him alone will bring eternal life. Without Christ, mankind, whether religious or otherwise, faces an eternity of damnation. The highest honour that we can place upon Christ is for us to come acknowledging our sinfulness, his mercy and grace and willingness to save such wretches, and to trust his word for salvation. Honour Christ today by receiving him. May the Lord bless you. Join with me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.